Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. Manage your lymphatics, maintain your health, and perhaps even your vision. I am so privileged to welcome Sue Hitzman today, the creator of the MELT, M-E-L-T method, who's going to share her insights on this creative program, which she has created and performs frequently to improve lymphatic circulation and total body health. So Sue, would you be kind enough to share with us how you got interested in the use of body mechanics in the first place to improve lymphatics?
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, I have actually been fascinated with the human body ever since I was a young kid and watched my great-grandmother going from a very spry gal to not remembering my name. And so I think perhaps too young, I started asking the question, you know, what happened to grandma? And the answer was, she just got old. And I said, how do you stop that from happening? And people said, you don't. That's just what happens. I was like, well, there's got to be a way. And so I've been curious about anatomy and physiology for my whole life. And what really edged me out of the fitness industry, which is where I started, I kind of was under the philosophy, if you ate right and you exercise and you did all those right things, that you'd live an active, healthy, pain-free life. Only by the time I was 10 years in, I was in my late 20s at that point, I had gotten myself into so much chronic pain that I really, there was just no solution. I couldn't get myself out of it. No matter how much I exercised or ate well, I was still in a bit of pain. And what I found was quite a dirty little secret of fitness is that most people who eat right and exercise, they too have chronic issues. And so I had to veer out of the fitness industry and educate myself on much deeper on other systems of the body that even though I learned some of it in my master's program, you never really got a rich understanding of what it is that not only causes pain to become chronic, but what systems of the body are not addressed from just diet and exercise. And the lymphatic system, the cranial system, the visceral systems, really understanding more deeply about the subsystems of the body gave me a much bigger insight on how stability is achieved in the body on every level, emotional, chemical, physical, and what's missing in fitness. And that's kind of how I got into this whole industry.
So how do you do MELT?
Well, MELT's a simple self-treatment technique. It helps people get out and stay out of chronic pain. We use soft balls and soft rollers to rehydrate connective tissue, which is the missing link, truly, to pain-free living. Most people don't even know what connective tissue is, so I try my best to explain connective tissue as a three-dimensional matrix in the body. It's actually a supportive infrastructure of everything that you rely upon to function efficiently. It's what keeps your skin lifted. The lymphatic system lives in connective tissue. The capillary system lives in this vital system. Every muscle, bone, nerve, organ, and even every cell relies on the hydration of connective tissue to function efficiently. And what science is starting to recognize is daily living causes cellular dehydration in this tissue. And even if you don't have pain, we've all experienced cellular dehydration, like when you sit for long periods of time and when you get up and your joints feel a little stiff or achy, but then you move around and the pain seems to dissipate. That is what we call a pre-pain symptom. And what I try to teach people is through using MELT, doing these very gentle compression techniques and pull techniques, that you can actually rehydrate connective tissue, get the sliding surfaces back in this tissue, and improve the function of every other system just by accessing the environment that these things live in. For sure, we've noticed changes across the board from emotional states of change, people who tend to be depressed or also not very they don't function very well, all the way down to people with disorders, diseases, and dysfunctions that might cause them physical pain. It doesn't matter. Connective tissue is actually a leading cause of many chronic issues. And so MELT, we teach them how to restore that tissue to see if we can improve the functionality of the body.
Boy, are you right on. I mean, I think science is showing us that lymphatics and telomeres are the way to go. And it's certainly a lot easier to work your lymphatics than build your telomeres.
But yes, absolutely. Well, most people don't know so much about DNA and how telomeres function. And, you know, the telomeres are sort of creating sort of a you know, the DNA saying, hey, is the strand here good? Is this DNA good? And if the body says, yeah, this cell's good, we get the differentiation of cells. We get the cell splitting and we get what's called cell proliferation. Only there is a stepping stone of even our DNA is recognizing that connective tissue is truly the roadmap that the DNA is using to develop everything from cells to, you know, new tissue in our bones, you know, keeping our bodies functioning. It works in tandem. It's part of the system. And again, it's kind of a missing link. I don't think even people know what their lymphatic system is. When I talk about that, even in my trainings, and people are like, what is the lymph? And I say, well, it's the capillary system. And they're like, well, what are the capillaries? I think, wow, we really need to know more about how the body both transports nutrients and then utilizes them and also excretes waste in our bodies. We need to learn more about these systems because they're what are really keeping the overall health of our body functioning for the long haul. Although, you know, medicines helped us to live longer, it's not really guaranteeing you're going to live better longer. You might just add years to the end of a not so great lifetime in general. So can we improve today so that tomorrow is still a little better? It's kind of like brushing your teeth. You do it today so people can stand your breath, but you're also doing it so you don't have tooth decay later. So we just need to, you know, instill with people a more proactive whole body approach to wellness and longevity beyond just diet and exercise. There's a lot more to it.
You're right. Today's down payment to avoid tomorrow's debt. You know, yeah. You learn in science about arteries and veins. If you want to hit people with a blockbuster, you tell them you have twice as much lymph as you do blood, and yeah, you have 12 pints of blood. And so moving the lymph, Mehmet Oz says he would do surgery and watch the lymphatic flow in the cardiac muscles and see that those with the slower flow did worse. And when someone massaged the person's foot while they're under general anesthesia, it would actually speed up the lymphatics. So there's no question, you hit it right on the head. What have been the results? What do you see in people?
Well, you know, we have everything from the, you know, the very basic of just not feeling so stiff and achy in a body, you know, so that they're actually functioning more efficiently. But we've also seen from using Melt that people are sleeping better. And really, sleep is so vital to the overall health and wellness of your body for the long haul. And what's happening to most people is that they're not sleeping very well. And what I always say is that if you don't get a restful night's sleep, that's where cell proliferation is, or, you know, cell growth is most dominant, is during that deep toward REM phase sleep. So, you know, if you're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom 3 or 4 times, your own REM phase and deep sleep phases decline, and now you're waking up the next day with what we call stuck stress. You're just accumulating a backlog of stuck stress from each day, and it's just time over tension overload. Over the course of your lifetime, by the time you're 30 or 40, you have more and more chronic issues. So we'll even find that by melting, people will improve their digestion, their metabolic states seem to come back up online. They just feel better. They have more energy through the day, and they're sleeping more restfully through the night. And to me, that is a sign of a shift toward an unwell body to a more healthy, active life.
Well, there are two ways that this helped your vision. Number one is that when you exercise the lymphatics, you drain it from the eye, you lower the glaucoma possibilities, you improve circulation to the macula. People don't realize that. Plus the fact, only during darkness and sleep, when your body's at rest, do you get nutrition to your retina. So do people contact you by going to www.meltmethod.com? Is that the best way?
Yep, the easiest way to find out more about Melt and to, you know, if somebody wants to come and take a class or buy the products or just learn more about us, meltmethod.com is the best place to go. You can learn more about teacher trainings and also, again, we've got about 1,300 instructors worldwide.
Wow, wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Sue, for being with us, and we got to get this message out. And I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz, and thank you for being with us. You can get this podcast or any others on radio.com.